Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host Dee Boghetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Hey, Bark Radio listeners, welcome aboard. So, Terry, what's up?
Well, we're going to talk about service dogs.
Oh, goody.
And a move by the Veterans Administration to require that all service dogs for active duty personnel come from a trainer or facilities that is ADI certified.
Okay.
And
so, yeah, what does that mean, Terry?
Yeah, well, it's the typical government that's putting their nose into things they don't understand. What that means is they are trying to add a bureaucracy around the whole service dog industry, and they've chosen to work with Assistance Dog International, which I don't have a personal opinion on either way, but having now looked at their site and what it takes to become certified, know that this is strictly, in my opinion, a money-making scheme and nothing more for them. Yeah, I know.
Dee's over
there giggling because apparently my tongue can't be held.
Oh, please don't mince words, Terry. Okay, so tell me again how much it costs just to get the process started to become one of them.
There's a $1,000 application fee. So I looked into this, and I've got Dogs for Veterans, and we're a micro-sized nonprofit doing service dogs. And $1,000 is a lot of money.
And
it's years worth of process.
And we know that there are lots of situations like this where there are teeny tiny little organizations doing really good work and placing really great dogs.
Yeah.
And none of them are going to be able to afford $1,000.
Right.
And there are individual trainers. This is, unless something has changed, the last time I read through the ADI site, the only people who can even apply are nonprofits.
Yeah. That's
so
what
an
I
individual
recall.
Trainer like me, I can't be part of this? How crazy is that?
Well, it hasn't passed yet. There's still a lot of hoopla. And, of course, every service dog group out there is having a spit and fit, as well as many of the veterans groups. They're against this.
Good. I'm glad the vets are.
Now, again, this only applies as it's being proposed today to active duty personnel. It doesn't veterans or anybody else. But and so some of it kind of seems to be a faux pas on the military's behalf, because there is a certain stigma that comes with having a service dog, regardless of type, and they, maybe this is their way to try to curtail that. I don't know.
Or slow it down or whatever.
Yeah, bring it in. And,
you know, it may be that in their search for some way to deal with more and more maybe active duty people wanting service dogs, they couldn't find a place to go to where there were standards that could be brought to bear.
Right.
And so ADI is really one of the only places that exists with anything. It's an unregulated part of our world that makes me crazy, the whole service dog industry. But yeah, it may be the only option they had. I don't think it's a good option. And I think that I don't know what to do about it. I feel like over and over again my hands are tied. Who do you say, dude, there's got to be another way to do this, you know? Who do you say that to? Who will listen?
That's the key. Who will listen? And there's a lot of folks doing some letter writing around this. I don't know that they'll be able to influence it one way or another. I'm kind of dumbfounded by it, because if it was truly about having the right protocols and having the right controls around it, it wouldn't be so expensive.
That's right. I don't think it
should
be.
It doesn't cost $1,000 to process an application anywhere for anything, period.
It absolutely does not. And I haven't looked lately. I'll look before we put this episode up on the ADI website. Just, I need it to refresh my memory about what the requirements are. You know, do they make sense? Are they really addressing what makes a good training organization? Yeah, I don't know.
No.
Okay.
Based on
my recently.
Well, I read it. It's been 10 days or 2 weeks since I read it, so I am recalling some of it. But please look, double check it. But what I saw, it wasn't even about the organizational anything. There was a process, and you have 2 years worth of this. I forget what they called it. It's a junior level. It's not a full member.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what you're applying for. Then you can get a sponsorship to become a full member, and there's probably an additional fee. I don't recall that at all to be that. But it's a process. It's 4 or 5 years worth of until you're a real member. And
Wow, that's crazy.
I'm sure there's other hoops in there because I skimmed over the what you got to do, and as soon as I started seeing all this, I mean, it was ridiculous for an organization the size of mine. I couldn't do it, and even some of the bigger ones are going to look at that and go, "Really?
Yeah, seriously, I'm not doing that.
It's too expensive. It's too much work, and it gets me nothing."
Exactly. And who is ADI anyway? You know what makes them able to say who's a good or a bad service dog organization? Yeah. What do they have that's any different from me saying who's good, a good and bad service dog organization? You know, I don't know that there's anything. That they just decided to kind of create some rules and try to bring some sanity to all of this because there is such a broad spectrum of trainers, organizations, who's doing what, who's on first. You know, some of it's good, some of it's bad. But I don't know that this is the right answer, this particular organization. But anyway, it makes me crazy. it totally makes me crazy. And I was reading some things on their site. We'll put, obviously, their link up that I don't agree with, that I think...
Yeah, what you read to me was like,
misinformation, you know, in my opinion, in my world. And it seems that part of what is in here is going back to the big service dog organizations and how they operate.
Yeah.
Well, it's not the only game in town anymore. There are lots of different kinds of service dogs. And if you just strictly go with the Americans with Disability Act, you know, here are the rules. Don't make up your own. Because they are the thing that the ADA gives us the rights that we have with our service dogs in the U.S., and they set the standard for what those dogs have to wear, to be able to do, et cetera, et cetera.
Right. The reason that this might fly is because ADA is specific to public places, and the military is not a public place. You can't get on base without the right credentials and right escorts, blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's not something you come and go like a mall.
You're absolutely right. It's like a private club.
Yep. So they can do what they want, and I mean, they've done that before with other types of discrimination that of breeds.
Yep, you're right. Absolutely right. So now, do we have anywhere online that you've been following that we can follow the story, or does it just kind of show up every now and again?
It just keeps hitting the radar, but every time somebody finds out about it, that particular group starts spinning, and new point of noise.
So Terry's always watching out for this stuff online. So you hit a new story, you can put the link up on Bark Radio so people can keep up with. So don't forget that. Guys, Facebook, Bark Radio, you can definitely keep up with what's new about anything that we talk about.
Yeah, and beyond, because I update Facebook daily.
He's a busy man.
Well, fortunately, I can schedule things, so I can set for a couple hours and schedule a bunch of stuff in Facebook, and it just posts throughout the day.
Oh, cool. That's right. Oh, that is a really neat thing.
But we try to keep the content fresh and new things happening. So if you follow us there, you can find out not only what else is going on and our opinions on stuff, because we're clearly not shy of opinion, but you know when the new episodes come out. And so, because that gets posted up there, too. And the episodes, you know, we're still trying to do weekly, but... depends on our schedule.
That's right. We do them as often as we can.
Yeah.
So Facebook, Bark Radio, good thing.
Yeah.
And I suspect if you are listening to this, you know this, but still, just share it with the world, barkradio.com.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah. See you guys.
Bye.